Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Welcome to Vega's World. It's time to party, and I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega, and I am joined by...
It's me, that sweet Katie G, your Music City Messiah, Caden Green.
And today's episode is a very, very different episode. Well, slightly different, but same. We've done 90s watch-alongs, we've done horror, comedy, spooky, pooky theater watch-alongs, and we've done reviews, but today we are doing what we're now calling... Slamisodes, where we watch television episodes featuring professional wrestlers.
Yeah, guest appearance by some of your favorite professional wrestlers. We're going to do a few of these throughout time, and we're going to hit some of your favorite kid TV shows, some of your favorite adult TV shows, and everything in between.
Anything and everything featuring a professional wrestler on television.
Yeah, as a guest.
As a guest.
Not as a main show.
Yeah, so we're not going to watch episodes of Thunder in Paradise.
No.
Unless we run out of ideas at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
But in this episode, it's on YouTube. It's episode 15, season 6.
Yep.
Cleverly titled, Bash at the Beach.
Yeah.
And that was because they filmed it at 1995's Bash at the Beach.
You did say this is Baywatch, right?
Yes. Well, did we? Maybe not. Well, in case we didn't.
We are watching 90s absolute perfection of television, Baywatch.
Yes.
You can't talk 90s TV without David Hasselhoff and Pam Anderson.
The height of their powers. They had syndication in a chokehold. Mm. And they were everywhere in the hall. I mean, like, that show was so popular that it spun a spinoff.
Baywatch had a spinoff?
Yes, called Baywatch Nights.
Ooh.
Where it's supposed to be, yeah, Baywatch at nights, but then it became some sort of weird sci-fi show in season 2.
As it should be, yeah.
Where, like, David Hasselhoff's character is just solving mysteries and shit.
As he should, yeah. Tracks.
And then, like, after 2 seasons or whatever it was, they were like, all right, I'm back on the main show, guys. Hi, I'm back. Don't question it. I wanted my own show again. Because, you know, Pam's popular, and I'm here, but that's basically the summary of it.
Phenomenal.
But, yeah, we're going to feature, you know, we're going to get to classics such as Vader on Boy Meets World, John Cena possibly in Chuck, maybe.
Chris Jericho on the Thundermans.
That's going to be interesting, for sure, I think, because I've never seen the Thundermans. And I've seen Chris Jericho do shorts before, but...
What, yeah. Have you seen the Terrifier movies? He's in both.
No, I've never seen Terrifier. I'm not a horror guy, per se.
He's in Terrifier 2 and in Terrifier 3, and he dies so gnarly in Terrifier 3.
Oh,
so.
Yeah?
So good. Worth just Googling that later.
Yep. So, without further ado, we found it on YouTube. I guess I'll say it, whatever. We were going to watch it on Prime, but Prime is like... The rights are expired, so I don't know why you still have it on your service.
Yeah, I would have just not had the episode. It would have went 14-16.
Right, like, what are we doing here? But anyway, you know, we've got it ready, so I'm sure you guys have pulled it up by now. So we're going to start it off. We're just going to hit play. I didn't get hit with ads. Shocker. The one time. What an intro.
This is, like, such a banger theme song, too.
It really is. Nah, I think that'll be good. Usually I have a level problem when it comes to the stuff in the background.
Well, at least we're not on YouTube, so you don't have to worry about them, like, deeming it like
yeah
stolen audio or something.
Right.
This is I forgot Baywatch was a 1 hour show. I don't know why I just always assumed it was a half hour show.
I thought it was too. Then I saw the time.
Yeah, 45 minutes. That's a whole ass hour of TV.
That's so much Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
What a majet, like
all the Hoff you can handle.
Right.
Starring David Hasselhoff.
Starring David Hoffman.
There she is.
Pamela Anderson. You know, people giving her a lot of bad rap lately because they're like, oh my god, what's wrong with her? She looks old. It's like, bro, it's been how many years?
1995, like, or 1996.
Right, like.
Nobody's talking about Yasmin Bleak like that.
No. And then, like, she doesn't wear makeup now, so they're all like, oh, she looks different. It's like, yeah, age, not makeup, it's fine. This guy, I don't know this guy, but.
David Coochie?
Jeremy Jackson. As Robbie Buchanan? I guess that's... I forgot David Hasselhoff.
Gina Lee Nolan. Wasn't she, like, a Playboy model at some point? I mean, I'm sure everyone on here was in Playboy and Playgirl.
At some point, right? You know what's funny enough? Shawn Michaels had a guest star on this show, too.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that might be worth a watch as well. It may be a later down the episode series.
It's funny what he plays on episode 2. I can give a spoiler for you. I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, right in jet skis, brother. Hopefully Hogan doesn't damage his eye on this one.
Starring Terry Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Look at that. Yeah, I like how that was during the phase when he was trying to be mainstream or Hollywood more. So, oh, yeah, I'm Terry Hulk
Hogan.
Yeah.
Terry Hogan, guys. No.
Big Van Vader. There's no names on that. Just Big Van Vader.
Big Van Vader. The Taskmaster.
Kevin Sullivan.
Man. I always love the rumor that, like, the reason Hogan's eye was messed up at WrestleMania 9 was because Macho Man knocked him out. But supposedly, as the story goes, it was a jet ski accident that, like, hit him in the face.
Maybe during this, right now.
That'd be hilarious if it was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Gotta do voiceover, dude.
Thank God for Yasmin Bleak.
Yeah. Hey, that man's going way too fast. Do you think Hogan took his own bump off that?
You know he did.
Mirroring the jet ski from 2 years ago.
Slow motion run into the water. Pam Anderson, they probably need my help.
No.
She's blowing bubbles, dog.
He's out. They're going to need like 8 people to get him out of there.
Yeah. I mean, you figure he's probably what? 260, 275 at this point?
275 at least. Yeah. And he's like, what, 6'6", too? So he's,
You're going to need a lot more than just Yasmin Bleak. Right.
They're all just dead. That's how the episode goes. They're in the afterlife.
And where's Macho Man? He's not helping.
No, not at all. He's telling Hogan to be a man.
Be a man, Hulk.
Clearly he's unconscious. Thank you for that observation.
Conscious. No, I'm thinking it's just blowing bubbles.
I'm playing possum, dude. Did he just, like, not realize that his buddy just flew off the jet ski? Oh, yeah, gotta go find Hulk. Is David Hasselhoff's character's name in the show is Mitch Buchanan?
Mitch Buchanan,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, thought so.
And, Pam Anderson, CJ Parker. Isn't that what Lana's shoot name is?
CJ Perry.
Oh, Perry.
But wasn't that Juice Robinson's NXT?
It was his Juice. Yes, that's who it was.
We got, oh, brother. This is the most acting Hogan's done in his life.
Yeah. Playing a corpse.
Oh god, hold him by the bandana. We gotta get him out. Gripping him by the bandana. That's hysterical. There's no way. No, alright, I don't know. Like, six or seven of those girls?
Yeah, probably. Seven. Probably seven.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time believing they all pulled him out of the water. But I mean, I bet that was a Hogan mandate. Well, you know, dude, I ain't gonna let no man touch me, brother.
David Hasselhoff pulling me out in a wee. giving me CPR.
Not a chance, dude.
No way, brother.
Oh, majestic music. Wait.
Oh my god, it's Hulk Hogan.
It took you that long to realize that that was Hogan? Like...
Am I in heaven?
I'm in heaven? You're right. You're in heaven. Sorry, Hulk.
I'm sure it would be women in one-piece bikinis in heaven.
Right? Oh, man. Well, finally, here's Savage, brother.
Savage, he won the race.
But I'm still flabbergasted. They didn't realize it's Hogan until they pull him out of the water and he's conscious.
Uh-huh.
Was the Fu Man shooting the banana not enough for you?
It's not clear enough.
No, I guess there must be plenty of dudes on Venice Beach. Oh, we're gonna fight now, yeah.
This is gonna be a fight here in the beautiful California, yay.
See, in that small moment, Macho Man's still a better actor than Hogan.
Yeah, hands down. He should have been in Three Ninjas.
It should have been him. He should have been Dave Dragon.
Should have been me the whole time.
God, that's so funny. The power of the fist, yeah. Oh, I'm letting them knock me out. Oh, here comes the auteur acting, or not auteur, the thespian. David Hasselhoff. Yeah, I read somewhere too that after like he felt like there was too much shenanigans and like everyone else was taking like a bigger role on the show, that he wanted nothing to do with Pam Anderson scenes.
That's fair.
So he would do other stuff and try to have like dramatic moments, and they're just like, dude, no one's watching this for your acting.
They just want to see Pam run.
And tell
the ideology details in between. Like if there was an option to fast forward through the David Hasselhoff scenes.
Were you about to say David Duchovny?
Almost. We all know Hasselhoff couldn't hold a candle to Duchovny.
No, not at all. The Hoff cannot hassle Duchovny. All right, wait. So he was just flirting with Mitch, or she was just flirting with Mitch.
Yeah.
He's me.
And now she's with George Michaels. That's what it looks like from this angle.
Yeah.
Well, especially with her.
The YouTube quality is phenomenal.
No.
Oh, no.
90s
Dr.
right there.
Douche paging Dr. Douchebag.
Why does he look like Dolph Ziggler?
He looks like, what's his name?
Well, I think I'm having a mental
emergency
right
now. Oh, God. He played Batman.
Val Kilmer.
It looks like Val Kilmer. It looks like we got Val Kilmer at home.
T-Lou Val Kilmer. That is an awkward kiss. Like, you're eating his face, ma'am.
Yeah, this is weird.
Did you
go back to women running on the beach?
Right? What are we doing here? God, well, all right, sir. You said you had to go. What are we doing now? What are we doing?
I've got clients dying in the hospital. But first, sensual making out.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Is that a tumor? He just got real dick about it.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, I want to fuck you on this beach. Oh, yeah? Wait a minute. Is this cancer? give a fuck about yourself, Carolyn. Care about your skin health.
Who would have thought in between the episode where there's Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, we're going to have a cancer
pop up?
Yeah. Storyline featuring skin cancer. Better use sunscreen.
On a very special episode of Baywatch, Hulk Hogan gets a coma, and this lady probably has cancer.
Let me just lay on this uncomfortable log to eat. Are we trying to get a love angle with freaking CJ Perry, CJ
Parker,
and Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. You want to see, thank you for saving my life, brother. I got tickets to Bash at the Beach for you and your seven hot friends.
The Venice Boys Youth Center. Oh, they're cramming in a lot of this shit in this episode. So Hulk Hogan's backstory was he was a delinquent youth.
Yeah, do you ever see that thing about Hulk Hogan as a kid? He was like a big fat fuck.
Yeah.
And he one time ate a whole grocery cart filled with like Twinkies and Ding Dongs and stuff. I saw like a thousand times as a kid. They like forced us to watch it in Florida like schooling system about like their health. But it was like Hulk Hogan was in it and there was like some kid, like some chunky kid pounding ho-hos and Twinkies.
Oh my God.
It's like they gave me $20 if they said if I could eat the whole cart, the whole shopping cart full of.
That's so wild. Well, yeah, dude. Now I'm a delinquent. I was a delinquent on the streets. Instead of eating Twinkies, I would have been gangbanging, brother. Oh, is that Van Hammer? They sneak Van Hammer into this? You know, I'm just going to say it's Van Hammer. Congratulations, Van Hammer.
Nothing beats an old man just jumping up and, like, stopping people from working out.
Right? First name Macho, last name Man. Yeah. There's gyms everywhere. Sorry, you're in Venice Beach.
You gotta train hard and never give up. Oh, okay. This kid's got like fucking spaghetti arms.
Right. And this is even more hilarious. This is Hogan at his quote unquote skinniest, he says.
Yeah.
He didn't like the way he looked in this period. Hey, brother, we can't Macho Man have any lines, dude.
The fact that Macho Man isn't wearing glasses through this is just odd to me.
Yeah.
You're by the beach, you're working out.
Oh, wait, so, all right, Baywatch backstory is that Macho Man was also from Venice Beach.
Yeah, working out at Venice Beach.
Why not? Why didn't we just throw Sting in there, too, at this point? Yeah. Everyone's Venice Beach. All is a delinquent.
You can't have Sting on a jet ski full face paint.
Yeah, how do you know it's Sting without the makeup? He's just a guy. Oh no. What am I gonna do? Hey, you're late. I'm generally shift. I had an appointment. Did you talk to you about something? If it's about my Christmas CD, forget it.
If you're trying to go on tour with me to Germany, where I'm very famous, it ain't gonna happen.
I remember watching that video too, the Hooked on a Feeling he did.
Yeah.
That was actually platinum in Germany.
I'm not surprised.
Like, what? All right, I don't understand, but you do you, Hoff. You do you. I'm just so angry at myself. I mean, there were so many ways I should have protected myself from the sun. Yeah. You should know this by now.
Yeah, it's almost like you're outside for a living as a lifeguard.
Is he about to give her a life lesson? Is he Mr. Feeding this moment?
Yeah. You gotta be positive.
If it's melanoma, I could die. If it's melanoma, you could die. Yes, I mean.
Yeah. Well, advances in medicine in 1996.
You know what else could kill you? Diabetes. I can't wait for that special. No way, dude. I gotta do one more way than that. Oh no, who's this?
Some rich dickhead trying to buy the.
Yeah, buy the youth center. We're gonna fight this guy right here, dude.
Is it Big Van Bader who comes out of it? He's the one who's got all the money?
That'd be hysterical. He's a.
What if it was Ted DiBiase? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna buy this.
Well, we got the next best thing.
Kevin Sullivan.
I love how he's got the makeup.
And Ric Flair. So you're the developer. I thought you'd be a pawn
hiding under the scope and feel at home. He's in real estate? Of course. Oh, boy. Unless I got creative control, dude.
I thought it was those who can't teach.
You would think. But it's Hogan, dude. some Hoganisms. You can't close the gym down. How dare you, Ric Flair?
It's what's phenomenal about this and bringing on all these WCW wrestlers is that the acting is so bad that it makes Pam Anderson's acting look at least okay by comparison.
Right? Competent. Oh my god, I can't believe they centered an entire episode around the actual pay-per-view.
Yeah, yeah, you got a multi-level branding here.
Jeez.
Was Baywatch on TNT or TBS or whatever?
It might have been rerun there, but like it was on syndication, so it was like different channels.
Oh.
Let me get out of here so I can go back to Boy Meets World. Jeez, way to bury him. Of all the people, why Kevin Sullivan, though? Why Kevin?
Yeah, he was really unnecessary in this.
No. He didn't even have a match. I don't think it's... Well, did he wrestle somebody at Bash the Beach 95?
Well, I cannot answer that question.
I just remember watching it. I just remember throughout these... It was so funny, too, during half the pay-per-view. They're like, yeah, we're on the beach, and the Baywatch stars are here. And, like, all of them look like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here.
What is going on?
What is happening? There's wrestling? Vader. And Vader wasn't around at this point. He's too agile for Vader.
Too agile.
This was 90. This is 95. I don't think Hogan had that much mobility, but okay. Let's see. All right, we've got Johnny B. Badd versus Chris Canyon in a dark match.
All right.
With Road Warrior Hawk defeating Mark Starr. Well, the Taskmaster was there, but he was in the corner of Kamala versus Jim Duggan. What a match, right?
What?
Yeah. And that match went a staggering 6 minutes and 6 seconds.
As it should, yeah.
That's 6 minutes too long, brother. Oh, hey, man. What are you...
Hey, Dr. Makeout Face over here is like, hey, David, he's like dropping cancer on everything. And
he's invoking HIPAA, but they were on a date.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't kiss and talk about cancer.
Basic rule that you don't treat someone that you're emotionally involved with or attached to.
Look at you, Mr. Moral High Ground.
Is that obvious? Yeah, it's that obvious.
No, I'm gonna fuck you up in the cage.
In the cage. It's Hogan versus Vader. It's Mitch versus Dr. McDouche.
One man, two men enter. One man leaves. One man enters. One man leaves.
That's not a match. It's just me going in a ring. That's not wrestling.
That's not compelling, dude. Well, you know something, brother. I gave David Hasselhoff some advice during this scene. What was that reaction?
Yeah. They put SPF 8 on? SPF 8.
Yeah. It's not good enough, ma'am.
Good morning, sleepyhead. I can't believe you're not dressed yet.
Is that going to be the moral? Oh, that's going to be the moral right there. What's this?
Number 8, the side putting on? That's what I always use.
Also enough. It's not enough. I feel like we're about to get our I'm so excited moment.
I know, great. See what that means?
Does anybody on this show know how to act? Then again, I guess that's why they're on Baywatch.
No, that's why it's Baywatch. But Baywatch was essentially, let's take soap opera actors, put them in bikinis, and create a TV show.
And somehow it was a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I guess do what you gotta do. But it's just, that's wild to think about. Like, this show was so popular. I mean, I get it, women, bikinis.
Slow-mo. Yeah, that was literally it. That was the whole drive to the show.
Man.
Like, I guess it had a little something for both mom and dad.
I guess so. Right?
Like, there was the cheesy, like...
We can watch it together. You can look at Pam, I can look at Hasselhoff, and him try to be a thespian.
Yeah, it'll be phenomenal.
It'll be great. Yeah.
Like, if this doesn't give you Telenova right now, like...
I'm also dating your brother, but he's your brother's nephew's cousin's sister. I don't know.
My evil twin sister's returned from Bolivia.
Yeah, this is nearly as bad as I'm so excited.
So scared. Wait, was there any wrestlers on Saved by the Bell episodes?
No, shockingly.
No, for real?
I mean, they had AC Slater dress up as Hogan. He had like a Fu Manchu pot belly. But yeah, I don't think there was any wrestler on there. Could you imagine, like, who would be the guest star on that? We should get Rick Martel. Rick Martel guest stars as Zach Morris's second uncle, twice removed or something.
He's Mark Marrow is AC Slater's like uncle.
That was hysterical. God, what do you need that for? She's like, I bet she was like, yeah, I'm absolutely not kissing Hulk Hogan in this episode.
No, yeah, no wrestling. Oh, yeah, no. There was no wrestlers on Saved by the Bell.
Oh my god, it's Sting! No, 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 it's just a kid. Well, oh my god, did you see that?
That slip was phenomenal.
But no, it was a foam. It was a foam rock. He stepped on it, you could see it like squish down. That's hysterical. We can't have him stand on a real rock, dude. I like how she just had that handy just for this moment.
Mm-hmm. You never know when you're gonna need it.
Hey, Mom, you know Hulk Hogan also wrestled 400 days last year? It's because of the difference between Japan and here.
I'm stuck, Phil. Help me up, dude.
Watch out, little dude.
Hogan's going to pick up the rock and throw it across.
Yeah. Here we go. He's going to show that Hogan strength.
Look at this baby.
Yeah, look at that. Gotta show off the pythons, dude.
I'm gonna throw it and hits the other kid in the head.
Just knocks him out. Cool, cold cocks.
You're good now, little Billy. What about my friend Mike? Mike's dead, dude.
Well, you know something, Jack. He was a Ric Flair fan.
He said he old Vader beat me.
What are you like? Why are you itching like you're a heroin addict? Like, ah!
I need suntan lotion. SPF 2000.
Need more sunscreen. I like how she's, fully covered up now. As if, like, applying it every couple of hours won't, be a problem.
Excuse me.
Girls, yeah. You are lobster-esque right now.
What did you get today? It'll be sure it's skin cancer when you get older. Is this what you're using? Baby offers absolutely no protection against the sun. Jimmy
said,
"Put it on."
We're extras, man. We're not entitled to speak.
Do you have any suntan lotion? Put it on.
This is bro. She's become the sunscreen police. Jesus. I know how to raise my kid.
Don't tell me how to baby my baby.
You should be putting it on.
Ma'am, you need a calm.
To walk around with like a pump handle of it. You got no sunscreen. That guy's like, you know how much melatonin I have? What is it?
Melanin?
Melanin I have on me?
You have melatonin?
You know how much melatonin I have on me? You mean you can fall asleep? Guys need sunblock. You need sunblock.
That should have been the next subplot for this episode. Not only is Ric Flair a real estate mogul now, but he's also like sunbathing like a manufacturer. I'm gonna get everyone to tan and burn.
Ah, oh, I'm skin cancer.
They can live in my condominiums and die. Ah, man.
She should squeeze like. She should go to Sam's Club and then come back with like a family sized jug of of suntan.
I've got bad news. You've got stage 4 diabetes.
Yes.
Oh no.
So.
Stephanie, just listen. Okay, we're gonna take some more tissue in the surrounding area. We'll do some more tests. We'll do some blood work.
Why does she look like she's about to have, like, go psycho and just stab them?
Jasmine Blakey looks like she's about to like, pick up a knife and just take them out.
Right? The music, all that too, like,
melatonin.
Whoa, not what I meant. Die of melatonin.
You won't die of melatonin if I murder you both right now. Wait, what?
What does that mean?
I like how I flub that word too. Somebody's gonna clip that one day. JC Vega, cancel.
Cancel. You can't deal with melanin. What? Is he a cop?
Oh shit!
Ooh.
I might have to bleep though. No, that's fine. Oh. Yeah, let's go! I don't believe you work out a day in your life, dude. Yeah, let's go! I just finished doing curls! It's like a run on the beach. Maybe we should have had Hogan surfing. Wait, you know I worked with Sylvester Stallone, brother. Let me do the Sylvester Stallone stuff. Alright, I'm sorry. She is not... Pamela Anderson is not gonna help fucking Hogan. Bicep curl.
What if she did in Bash at the Beach? Like at Bash at the Beach, she helped Hogan win.
Oh my god. Crossbody off the top of the cage on the Vader.
She like trips Vader and he walks into the big booth and that's it. Yeah.
Dude, has Macho Man had any lines? Except for like maybe two.
Yeah, like maybe a few. Yeah, but not.
Not as nearly as much as Hogan.
No.
It's in the contract, dude. I gotta have more lines than watch. But I mean, you gotta have the episode.
I love it was like his acting name was Terry Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And not Terry Hulk Hogan Balea.
Yeah.
Like he only took half of his real name.
Yeah, I guess because, I mean, Hogan was so, you know, popular maybe. And yeah. Just probably easier to say than Balea or Bole. However, I forgot how it's pronounced. But yeah, that is pretty funny. Well, actually, dude, my name is Terry Hulk Hogan Balea, brother.
Are you Hulk Hogan? I'm Terry Hulk Hogan Balea, brother.
That'd be a mouthful for sure. Yeah, we literally just tried to do a mini Rocky. Jesus Christ.
There it is. We're in for the Venice Boys Athletic Center.
We gotta show off the guns. Quick, put on some sunscreen. You're burning. That's just my skin, dude. I've got more brown on me than a base turkey, brother.
This lady's got two boyfriends.
Right?
She's boning Mitch and Dr. Douchebag.
I guess they were very progressive in 96. Yeah, we've got polyamory going on.
Poly relationship.
Drifting? I was on shrooms. What do you mean?
It's a peyote with Kevin Sullivan in the back of a limo. You just what?
Well, that'd be an episode. You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, just melatonin. The back of a limo with Kevin Sullivan.
I don't understand a single word you just said to me. I am really high right now.
Why are there butterflies in your ear?
You look like a meatball. Now nestle in my bosom.
Yes. Drink of the teat of the hawk.
This is the Venice Boys Athletic Center. I'm here to help you
Did she forget what she said? WCW, what's that word again? Whoa, heavyweight champ. That'd have been hilarious if he flubbed it and was like, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Oh, shit. This is my favorite macho gear, too. The Slim Jim gear.
Yeah. It's boss. Let me use one of the best lines. Is this a news channel just happened to be like
we're doing all the interviews here?
Yeah. He has a name, Cody.
Cody?
He looks like a Cody, I guess.
Cody's trying not to break. He's trying so hard.
I fucking went to Juilliard for this. You earned that paycheck, Kevin Sullivan. But Hogan, why are you not wearing sunblock? Security Slim Jim. Jeez.
Boo, you stink, man. That's what I say at a wrestling show.
Yeah, boo,
you stink, man.
You know what'd be funny? I think this would be hilarious. That was filmed after the fact, like months later.
Yeah.
We just got to put up a tent, guys. Because I'm pretty sure they all walked out with him, too, with Hogan, too. Dennis Rodman was also at this Bash the Beach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Walked Hogan to the ring.
Sponsored aggressively by Slim Jim, but we're going to complain that there's Fortnite on the Monday Night Raw canvas.
Right? You know what? Like, at least, dude, WCW, like, the truss, at least spring for, like, a tarp over it.
Yeah.
Or something, like a cover of the top? Because that's going to suck to bump on, because that was like midday.
Yeah.
Look at Slim Jim's here. Wait, why is...
You get a meat stick. You get a meat stick.
Oh, wait, it was a lumberjack match, I think? Because I just saw Stevie Ray. Ringside.
I guess so.
What? Oh, yeah, it was lumberjack. Why are we... Wait, we need you to refilm this one spot. Oh, calling it in the ring, brother. I like how there's just these sound effects.
Ah!
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 We couldn't get Macho in the VR booth, so it's just some random guy.
The Nasties.
Oh, Jim Duggan, too. Yeah, throw me outside the ring, brother. It's way less hot than the ring.
I'm gonna grab a bottle of water when I'm being pummeled by the Nasties.
Is that Diamond? Oh, yeah, Diamond Dallas Page is out there too. See, Diamond Dallas Page is only smart when wearing sunglasses.
There's no storytelling in this match.
No, not at all.
Baywatch, you're taking all the storytelling out. Big back body drop, going up to the top. Is he going to hit that patented Jay Lethal elbow that he stole from Jay Lethal?
The black machismo. Oh, no. I will rule you.
They'll steal it from the king himself.
Yeah, I want. Wait, what? I'm pretty sure that match ended with a freaking elbow drop. They can't even let him They can't even let him win the match with an elbow.
No. Nope.
No way, dude. Not with me on the show. Yeah, random black kid. Yay.
Grab his hand.
Oh no, what's going on?
Oh, it's a steel cage match.
But
as if the dark blue canvas wasn't hot enough, we've added metal.
I like how that's the subplot in this story. Like, that's a we didn't add this in the deal, dude. Because he didn't know it was a cage match.
You didn't tell me we had a cage match coming up.
Brother,
you didn't tell me it was sponsored by Slim Jim.
Right. Yeah. Even though there's been 4 weeks of television, dude, I didn't know this was coming. Big Van Vader. Dude, all right, so he was notorious for not washing his gear, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine out there in that, heat is probably bad.
It's like being in like the Mickey Mouse costume middle of the summer. Like when...
All the Baywatch girls and Pete Cass walked Hogan to the ring. Of course, they edited that wrong, because now here comes Hogan, and there's Rodman.
And Rodman.
I like how they don't mention him in the episode at all.
No. When my kid was, like, super little, we wanted to go to... we went to Busch Gardens a lot so you could meet Elmo.
Yeah.
And, it was like four weekends in a row we went to see Elmo, and he was never there. So I talked to the lady at the photo thing. I went, hey, do you know if Elmo's gonna be here today? She's like, no, Elmo's not here. He's on vacation with his family. Yeah. I go, can you cut it to me straight? She goes, this kid fucking threw up in the helmet.
That's kind of suck.
And I was like, oh yeah, that tracks. That's right.
That makes a lot of sense. Can't do that. Good guy Hogan using his t-shirt to strangle Vader.
Got to get the win. You got to get the start early.
That's what a good guy does.
That's going to be my shine when I wrestle Aaron Nova.
Strangle with a t-shirt? I'm the babyface, dude.
What's your shine? Throw him into a cage?
Well, actually, the shine's going to be Pamela Anderson pulling me out of the water.
Pulling me out of the water, yeah.
A non-love story, but love story subplot. What? No, sorry.
Rodman's sitting in a chair.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to throw an axe handle too, dude. Oh, he's taking off the mask. How dare you, Hogan. Good guy, Hogan.
Come on. You know that's Lucha Libre bad news?
Oh, my back, dude. He tore all the tendons again. Oh, this is escape the cage? Oh, no. Okay, Vader's going to... No. Is he going to Vader salt? No. That'd be hysterical if he tried to Vader salt onto Hogan.
Into a choke.
So they managed to get Hogan into the booth to do his voiceover for this.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't get Macho and Flair.
No. Some random people.
Good guy Hogan with another throat shot.
Another throat shot.
Jeez.
And y'all thought Hogan was a good guy.
Hooray. Anything for the kids, dude. Gotta fight dirty.
I'm gonna start doing bad shit, like heel shit, and watch people be like, you know you're a face, you're not allowed to do that. I'm like, oh, apparently you've never seen Bash at the Beach. And they're like, which year? Oh, 96. Well, Hogan was a heel then. No, the fucking Baywatch episode. Get it together, dude. Come on, we're talking about real cinema here.
Oh, the drop the leg. Oh, that wasn't the finish? Dude, he didn't have final edit on this episode. So, I like how the premise of this. Okay, wait, no, alright. The match's still going. Dude, what are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Another body slam.
They edited this all to hell.
Yeah, it's like really poorly put together.
Cause is he gonna drop another leg drop? Cause they literally showed Rodman leaving.
Yeah.
From the match. Oh, I guess the pinfalls don't exist in the Baywatch universe. Quick, stand over this backdrop real quick, cause we can't film this at the pay per view. She's like looking like, get me out of here.
Well, this was weird and kind of creepy, and I have to leave.
Get me away from these wrestling fans. God, how much do you think the budget was for this episode?
Oh, it was just to push WCW TV.
But for this, like, for this tent, too. Like, for this scene.
Oh.
We got $1 million budget just for this. No, come on, I want a rematch. What, they're letting fans in the backstage?
Fans in the backstage.
Let's throw the WCW title into the crowd.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah. Wait, is this? Oh, no. Dramatic end. Okay, who is your boyfriend?
She is just, I mean, maybe they're poly, but I think she's just like, here comes her boyfriend, Dr. McDouchebags.
Right?
You gotta leave, David Hasselhoff.
He's on to me.
You'll be fine. You and your cancer and your douchebag.
So you're breaking up with your boyfriend because he told you you had cancer? Is this really the sour?
Yes.
Oh, it's spread. No. Why is she not going to the doctor to, like, hear this information and, like, getting this info at the beach?
Absolutely sure.
I'm a fucking doctor, Mitch.
Look at my hair. I'm a doctor.
Are you sure? What? I didn't just go to medical school for nothing, sir. You're tearing me apart, cancer.
Executive producer Douglas Schwartz. What an episode.
Wow.
We not only had two wrestling matches with no real storytelling.
Not at all.
We had Hulk Hogan nearly drowning because of his own jet ski. We had cancer.
Cancer, yeah. And that was, man.
Way to end such a fun episode with right. Shit.
Yeah, we saved the kids. Oh, Pam's got cancer. I didn't know her name, honestly.
Jen, probably. She gives Jen buds.
But yeah, so that was Bash at the Beach.
The Baywatch episode.
Bash at the Beach. That was, yeah, the height of cinema.
Absolutely. Just,
poor Macho Man. He didn't have barely any lines, dude.
Yeah, no. I mean, at least his lines were better than Kevin Sullivan's.
Yeah, at least his delivery was better than Kevin Sullivan's.
Yeah, I would say so.
And Vader probably... No, Vader anymore. But still, man, yeah. What an episode. What an episode. Yeah.
Yeah, I highly recommend... if you are a fan of bad acting...
Yes.
WCW.
Absolutely.
Fake rocks.
Yeah. That was so hysterical. He stepped on it and it literally sank in. You can see it. It's like, wow, what are we doing? That was... Yeah.
Yeah, it was something to say the least.
But, like, I'm still perplexed that they, like, Pamela Anderson and, like, the Hogan almost, like, love story?
Yeah. I wonder if...
Well, you know, dude, I gotta have a love interest in this episode, brother.
I need people to have depth for my character.
Right? Like, yeah, it's probably like, yeah, she was like, I am not giving him any sort of affection at all.
At all. Yeah, no.
Well, just be in the scene with me, brother. But, man, what a treat that was.
Yeah, definitely tell all your friends about that banger.
Yeah,
you should go back tell and watch them they can't watch it on Prime.
Can't watch it on Prime. Just watch, you know, matter of fact, watch the whole series. Go from episode one. Get to season 6,
yeah,
and then and appreciate the treasure that is Bash the Beach and the David DuBetney level of acting from Terry Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I think this might be better acting for Hogan than Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Yes, definitely.
Yes!
But is it better than Suburban Commando? Well, with that, where can we find you?
Oh, well, you can find me on all your favorite social media platforms at Music City KG on Instagram, Twitter, Fortnite, WWE Slam.
That will never not be funny to me. Find me on Fortnite, guys.
I've played it like 2 months, but find me anyway. all your favorite social media platforms, I'm on there. Ripping and a tearing every Wednesday and every Sunday at Trading Card Twins on Whatnot. And then you can find me at JC Vega next week, depending on when this drops.
Yes. Hopefully Friday.
Hopefully Friday.
Hopefully Friday. Fingers crossed.
You'll find us at Tampa Bay Pro next Saturday when we take on Unnatural Causes. They're space aliens from another planet. We're spooky and weird.
Yeah, I'm in a cult.
Debatably.
He said it's a party. I mean,
it's a party.
That remains to be seen. How did I end up here?
Well, there's only one way to find out. And that is show up to Tampa Bay Pro at the
Campbell Park Rec Center.
That sounds great.
In St. Pete, Florida.
Will we take the belts from Unnatural Causes?
That's the plan.
That's the plan.
Or rip their knees off.
Absolutely. You know, maybe we can get the Men in Black to help us out.
Yeah, we could. Promo to drop soon. Be on the lookout.
TVA for that. And you can find... Go to ProWrestlingTees.com for your Vegas World t-shirt. You can find the podcast on Instagram and Twitter. I forgot I had Twitter for that one. Vegas World Pod. You can find me at TheJCVega on all social media platforms. Don't find me on Fortnite. You won't find me there. And with that, it's time to... I don't know. I was about to say it's time to party, but the party's done.
The party is over, so...
You don't have to leave.
We're heading back to the beach.
You just can't stay. We're going back to the beach. We're going to throw the WCW title in the ocean. Reg, Nova, you don't have the guts to try me.